Welcome to this episode of the AACF Youth Culture Podcast, where we explore how God is part of life, honest and real. My name is Brian, and today I'll be talking to...
Ingrid.
Hi, Ingrid.
Hi.
And we'll be kind of talking about a journey, I don't know what the word would be, but anyways, how pride and patience has been in her life over the last few months and maybe even a few years. So yeah, let's do our customary start and tell us a little about who is Ingrid.
Well, right now I'm a senior in high school. I'm 17 and I've been going to ACF for about 4 years now. So all of high school.
Are you anxious to be done with it's what month is this? April when we're recording this. Are you anxious?
What's the date on the dot? It is April 13th.
Are you anxious or kind of sad or mixed?
I'm ready to leave and not tell anyone. Irish goodbye. I'm joking.
I love that. All right. So let's get started. We're going to talk about your journey with Pride and Prejudice. So take us back to kind of from what we've talked about ahead of time. It all kind of started on this one moment or one time. Get us started with that.
So I usually pray right before I go to sleep. Well, one of the times I pray. And it was super late at night. I had a really long day. This was last December of 23. And I was just like so groggy and tired. And at that point, I remember I had been praying pretty consistently for patience and how to see it and live more constantly with it in my life.
So a couple of questions before you go on. Yep. What's a long day for a high school student like you?
What does that look
like?
Do you remember? Well, I think this was like break was about to start at this point, and like so I was going through all my midterms.
Gotcha.
That's enough said.
School.
Yeah, I didn't really study because I don't. I'm in easy classes right now.
Okay.
But I know that. I had a lot of reading for one of my AP late classes, so I was just...
Yeah, that's an easy class, right? AP.
I actually dropped that.
Anyway, so it's basically school.
Yeah, basically a lot of school.
A long day of school.
And then, you know, I have a lot of extracurriculars.
Yeah,
so.
And then you mentioned your... And so you, what was your extracurricular stuff going on to?
Violin, piano, and orchestra at that time.
Yeah, music.
Rock. And,
I was going to say rocking out with that classical music, but that doesn't make any sense.
<doesn't>.
So I don't know where I went with that one. And what do you think, if you can remember, if not, that's fine too. You mentioned praying for patience. Why did that come in your brain? I should pray for patience.
My dad told me that he had a Bible study professor or Bible college professor once tell him to pray for obstacles and pray for harsh things to come in your life, because that will teach you, I guess patience was one of them, but he was talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
Right, yeah, forbearance, perseverance, things like that.
Yeah.
So that's how it got in your brain.
All right,
so now, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your story.
Okay.
So you're praying for patience.
Mm-hmm. So I was praying that night, and I knew that the word started with a P, and I was like, what is this word? Patience, patience, patience. And then the word pride came into my mind. And it's funny because in that moment I was like, psh, what? I don't need to pray for that. Which foolishly was quite prideful.
Yeah, let's sit with that for a minute. Like, you're praying for, or I guess you're kind of listening for God. A P word comes in and it's,
I guess,
pride.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the pride comes in and you're like, psh, I don't need pride.
Nope.
Like, is that something anyone can ever say?
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
Right at that moment, I was like, after I thought that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so human of me to think that, oh, I don't have pride. Why would I ever have that? Like, I'm, okay, obviously I'm not perfect, but in that moment I was like,
right,
not sleeping.
It didn't make
sense.
Like, yeah.
I'm fine, right? But, I mean, after reflecting on it for, I guess, a couple of weeks, I was like, pride, like, we all have it, and we deny that we do because we want to assume the best of ourselves and that we are, in fact, walking a righteous path when, if we ignore those things, like pride, we're not. So
right. I think it's really cool, too, that you're praying for patience. And obviously when you're part of prayer is listening, and God brought pride into your life. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Let's do this first.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that's a really neat. I think that speaks a lot of A, how God works, and B, how you listen, which Amen. Is really cool for that.
Yeah.
All right. So pride and patience. And then, so you mentioned, now there's a little backstory with the book. You
right.
Got.
Okay.
So let's go
so,
there.
We're going to backtrack up a couple of years to sophomore year. I can't think it was sophomore year. You gave me this book at the end of our life groups, which, I mean, for anyone who doesn't know what that is, we just get together at the very end of youth group for like about an hour, and we reflect on the sermon and we talk about it with all the kids in our groups. And you were, I think, the adult there.
Yeah, we had a mixed guys and girls.
We were group. Actually in this very room.
Yeah, we are. We're in a conference room doing that. Yeah. And the book, for those of you who don't know, it's an out-of-print book that meant a lot to me when I was younger, called All Things Are Possible Through Prayer. Mm-hmm. And I had forgotten I'd given away that book, to be honest. And as a leader, when you give books to high school students, you kind of assume one or two might read it, and another might, one or two might read it years later after it's dusty. Oh, I should probably read these books. So, you know, so that's kind of interesting for me as a leader. But I remember our group were talking a lot about just dealing with hardships of life, with depression, just the ups and downs of life. And so I thought, oh, this book kind of addresses a lot of that. So that's why I gave you the book. So I gave you this book sophomore year.
Yes.
Continue
on. The very first chapter was about prayer. And when I first read that, it was, I guess it was teaching you. There was some passage in there that said, be thankful at the very beginning of your prayers. And I didn't pay that much thought when I first read it, because I had never been taught how to pray, despite the fact that I had grown up in a very religious family. Our religions have been very different and separated, and we don't necessarily all believe the same thing, which means we don't always talk about how our spiritual gathering for the week, like church for me on Sunday versus my parents, was like a Friday night Shabbat ceremony.
Right.
Like,
and it gives a little background, like you have a Jewish background.
Yeah, yeah. So my parents, when I was like four or so, sort of left, I guess I don't want to say left the church, but they experienced a lot of church hurt from what I mean, have been told from by them. And they had been thinking about this for a while, but they started to look deeper into, what's it called?
Judaism,
Messianic Judaism.
Messianic Judaism, yeah.
And they just started practicing that a lot. And that's been a big part of my life. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I can't really... Like,
right. And for those that may not be familiar, I'm not super familiar with that, but it's basically focused on the Jewish lifestyle, biblically based Jewish lifestyle. So she grew up, I assume Jesus was not the Messiah. That would be like the differentiator.
Yeah.
But as far as like Old Testament beliefs and things like that, and God, that's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just helpful for the background, I think, that you grew up in that. So that was yours. And then continue on with your story.
Let me think. I had a very separate, I guess, prayer life from what, because again, my parents just never taught me how to pray, and I'm not mad at them for that. I don't blame them for that.
It was just a different tradition.
I think many kids grow up and have to find it out by themselves, which is okay. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know how to pray, and when I first read this book and this particular chapter, I was like, wow, why would I ever need to give thanks? Like, I don't understand why. Like, it's not that I was an ungrateful child growing up, but right there, not in that moment, but when I look back onto that moment that I first read that chapter, I was like, wow, that was prideful of me to think that I don't need to give thanks, you know? Mm-hmm. And you can also imagine, like, oh, but you would have known that if you read the Bible. Well, okay, my parents and I, there's no New Testament.
Right.
There's no New Testament.
There's a revelation.
Judaism.
Yeah.
So I did not read what they read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's kind of how, now you had thanks in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had this moment of pride and wanting patience, and how pride's come into the thing. And then something happened with a friend of yours that kind of...
So I was visiting a friend that I hadn't seen in a really long time, and I miss her a lot, and she's still my best friend. But there was one moment where we were in the car, and someone called me, and I just assumed it was another college, because I was like, yeah, I don't really want to deal with you right now. It's like really, it's like break, leave me alone. and I don't know, it was like some football, like college football was like, tune into this game or whatever. And then I was like, would you answer the phone? Because I was driving. And she was like, sure. And I was like, she put on speaker. And I was like, oh, no, it's fine. You can hang up. But she used to try talking. And I was like, no, it's okay. Like, just hang up. And there were two different things going through our mind at different times. When she hung up, I think the way I spoke to her, she thought I was being commanding and not, like, I was commanding her to turn off the phone, hang up the phone, which, I don't know, I'm sometimes not very mindful of how I interact with other people, but I think she took that as kind of, she was a little offended, and so she said, I was just trying to help you, and just, like, the way I said something to her, the way she said that to me, like, I felt a little, like, attack at my pride, and I was like, okay. And I remember so clearly driving over a speed bump when it happened. And I was just like, I don't know, that's why I remember it. And I was like,
that's cool. I don't know why that's cool. Actually go someday, show your grandkids, there's a speed bump.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
And I was thinking, like, do I defend myself? Because when something like that happens, we feel the need to defend our pride when it is hurt, because that is the most important thing to us in that moment. And I just, like, held my tongue for a second, and I was like, I'm just not going to say anything, because is it better for me to defend myself now to someone that, like, people, even though... I know she's
like, it could escalate.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm sure she did it because you said she took it that you were offending her, mm-hmm, right? Like, mm-hmm. And then, don't tell me, command exactly. me what to do. And then your wall went up and her wall. And so,
exactly.
So but, that's kind of what pride and offenses do, right? And so you just said, okay, let's just take it down a notch and be quiet.
People may not be forever, but eternity with God is. And it is possible, and it's better that you say nothing in those moments, because God knows exactly what happens or what happened. Mm-hmm. And in this instance, I believe that God, I mean, she and I have already talked over this, and, like, we're okay now, but God sees what happened, and that's really all that needs to be said. Like, if someone's in the wrong, they need to right their wrongs. And that's what we've done. And it's all that I can think of right now. It's just God is the only person who saw the truth. Whoever's truth was the truth, God saw it. And I just, like, let it go in that moment. It's like, okay, I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to let this hurt me or my pride or anything like that.
So God kind of put in an experience in front of you or a situation where you had to go ahead.
And this goes back, I mean, I think I mentioned my dad told me about a professor from Bible college who told him to pray for obstacles in his life.
Right.
I had also, I should mention this earlier, but I had also, in that same time frame that I'd been praying for patience, been praying for an obstacle, which is, like, crazy, right? And I think that was an obstacle. That was a test of our friendship.
Definitely, yeah.
And a test of how important my pride is to me. And I just, I didn't know, sometimes you don't know how to discern a gift, in quotes, I'm doing that in quotes, a gift from God or a gift from the devil. You don't know which one.
I don't know
which.
If the devil actually gives.
He
gives,
it's not a gift, but that's the thing.
He makes it appear like it's
exactly
a gift,
that's what I'm saying. It could. You're like, okay, is this, like, something for me to trip over that the devil wants to give me, or this is an actual gift from God that I'm supposed to, like, receive?
Right.
And because, like, when we pray, God's not the only one who hears our prayers.
Right. Yeah. Because obstacles could be either they just happen because life happens, right? But someone praying for patience like yourself. You're praying for obstacles, right?
Yeah.
And, like, that's a pretty bold prayer as well, I would say. And then I think scripture is pretty clear that the evil one, Satan, what devils, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. he knows that too. And he's going to use things to trick you, basically. And so discernment. So go ahead with that.
Yeah. More recently, not then. I didn't know this then, but this is a more recent thing that I've learned. I didn't know that the devil can hear our prayers. I had no idea.
Right.
And when I found that out, I was like, wow, that is crazy. I always thought it was just me and God. I thought we were just, you know, homies. Like, oh, no one else is right. seeing that. It's a super top secret confidential conversation, right? Nah. So now, like, because obviously why would I want the devil interfering with my life?
Right.
I'm always praying for discernment. And at the end of every prayer, I'm like, Satan, if you're listening to this, God's going to get in your way. Like, don't test me. Don't test him. Right. He's much more powerful than you.
Have you ever read, speaking of books, I might have a book for you.
Again.
Have you ever read the Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis?
The what?
Screwtape Letters.
No.
I'm going to give you a book.
Okay.
I actually have extra copies.
I loved
For those of you that don't, well, most of you probably don't know, I love C.S. Lewis and his writings. They've been very helpful. And this is a book where it's actually from a senior devil written to a junior devil.
Oh.
And one thing, in their letters, so it'd be like, I think he calls them subjects or something, like what your subject would do. They think it's an obstacle for God. You know, anyway, it shows mm-hmm. the perspective of that sort of thing. Wow. His trickery, if you will. Uh-huh. We'll end with me giving you another book.
It's funny.
I'm not such a C.S. Lewis fanboy. I have one on me, but.
No, I think you are. You talk about it.
A lot.
At least once a month.
Yeah, it just pops up in my life.
Yeah.
Because of the genius of C.S. Lewis. But anyways, so in conclusion, how would we, if you were like, man, this is a really good story, by the way. I love
thank
that
you.
It's over, well, it's really thank God.
Yeah.
You know, it's not you, it's not me. And it's, I think, it just shows that your patience in your own following him, because this has been a multi-year thing that's happened. And then it also shows boldness, but it also shows how pride and patience and discernment, it's all part of your journey. And mm-hmm. I love just how where you're at today compared to, that's sort of just really neat to see. And it's not at all about you, right? It's about God. And that's where these mm-hmm. conversations are just really interesting.
Yeah.
So if you were to put a bow on our conversation, which may not be possible, how would you want to end
with
a lasting thought?
I would say we when we pray for patience, we need to understand that we're going to get tested. And, you know, he might put, not necessarily that this person was annoying or impatient, but he may put annoying or impatient people in our lives so that we may deal with them. And what I said earlier about Satan, like, I don't think that this girl is not from Satan.
Oh,
Satan would not give me someone that good.
No, I knew you were not saying
that. But just so I don't confuse anyone, like that, I think that's also very important, is like taking a second in your prayers to be like, God, I know you're top. I know you're the most powerful. He will not get to me if he tries to. Don't do what I do. Don't pray to Satan.
You have a peace there.
Not that I was, but
nobody would have to worry about
that. So I would just say, like, if you're praying for something and you're listening actively to what God has to say, accept those things and don't shut them out and don't be critical of them when you first hear them, like I was when I was like, pride, nah,
right.
Like I'm good. I was very much not good and I was tested on it later. So there's that.
And I think it's also, if I would throw one other thing in that, having heard your story now, was patience with your own journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because this has been, this is several years of high school, and this, and as you age and all of us get older, patience and pride and discernment, that never goes away.
No.
Right? That's always part of our life. And your story is just really helpful. And I think honoring God and how he can work in all of our lives.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I'm going to miss you when you graduate.
Aww. I don't think I'm going to leave the state.
So I'll see you around. Anyways, I think so. We'll put that podcast in the books. And again, I hope you found this conversation interesting and helpful. I know I sure have.
Thank you.
And don't forget to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for listening to the ACF Youth Culture Podcast, Honest Real Life. And this is Brian.
And Ingrid.
Saying bye-bye.
Bye-bye.